Today from the Ohio Newsroom, the 2.7 million voters not participating in Ohio's elections. Today from the Ohio Newsroom takes you around the state, connecting you with news and neighbors from all over Ohio. I'm Erin Gottsacker. Tomorrow, Ohio voters will decide two highly contentious issues, one about abortion rights, the other about legalizing recreational marijuana. But despite the weight of the issues and the publicity they've received, a lot of Ohioans probably won't cast a ballot. 2 million people in the state are eligible to vote, but not registered. Another 700,000 who are registered haven't voted in the last three federal elections. This is all according to an analysis of voter data by the progressive think tank Innovation Ohio. CEO Desiree Tim says the demographic differences between these unregistered and inactive voters are jarring.
We typically think people who aren't registered to vote are younger, but we actually found that those people were older, and the people who were registered but not participating, many of those people were younger. And so we begin to ask ourselves the question, why?
Joining me now to help answer that question is Sam Nelson. He's an associate professor of political science with the University of Toledo. Dr. Nelson, the results of tomorrow's election are ultimately determined by the people who turn up to the polls. So why should we pay any attention to all of these people who aren't voting?
Well, a lot of times there are, you know, particular reasons that they're not voting, things that maybe are outside their control, family responsibilities, work responsibilities, registering to vote a month before the election happens. There are all kinds of barriers to voting, and some of those are policy choices made by the state. There are things that we could change.
And this is a significant number of people not voting. If more people did turn out, would that have the potential to sway the outcome of an election?
Absolutely, it could, because one of the things we want to look at is, are there some groups that have a lower propensity to turn out? Younger voters, underrepresented minority voters, voters with lower levels of income or education. And so that's going to have a big effect. They may not be represented by those who win the elections in proportions that match their proportion in the population.
Not only are people sitting out of elections, but Innovation Ohio also identified a recent drop in voter participation. So between the 2018 and 2022 midterms, voter turnout in Ohio dropped by about 3.5%. What do you think is behind that?
2018 was a historically high turnout for midterm election. That election was 100% a referendum on Donald Trump, and he is a polarizing figure. It's not that big a surprise that 2022 might be a bit of a letdown. Sure, it was a midterm that was in part a referendum on Joe Biden, but love him or hate him, Joe Biden is just not as polarizing as Donald Trump.
This election is happening on an odd number year. It's not even a midterm. Do we see the same voter participation trends in years like this?
Yeah, I mean, even more so. I think we'd have even lower turnout in an odd year election. This one may be a little bit tricky for us, right? Because abortion rights and marijuana legalization are very high profile issues. So I think we'll have high turnout here. But again, the question will be, will we have high turnout in those four cities you talked about? Will we see high turnout across the board, or will it be concentrated? And that could have an effect on the outcome.
That was Sam Nelson, political science professor with the University of Toledo. Thanks for coming on.
Thank you.
Market your organization while supporting important statewide journalism by sponsoring the Ohio Newsroom. Your message will be heard by thousands across Ohio daily during Today from the Ohio Newsroom segments. For more information, please email Kyle Wilson at kyle.wilson@ohionewsroom.org.
That's all today from the Ohio Newsroom. We'll talk with you tomorrow.